one Mishnah of Demai here. We're holding a Perek base of Demai. Mishnah Dalet. Okay, so we remember we have leniencies when it comes to Demai, so we're going to continue on. We had taken a side track for a minute to talk about what you have to do to become a chaver, but we originally said in Mishnah base that if you want to be a Naaman in the in-club in terms of reliable for Trumas, excuse me, for all of Frashas, and not having stuff that you sell be Demai, you have to essentially tithe everything that you sell. So now we're going to have a kula that when we're talking about Demai, although we did say if you want to be a Naaman, reliable, then you and believed, then you have to tithe everything you sell, will excuse certain people for certain reasons from having to do that. Because for economic reasons. So the case here is, first of all, the Hanachtomin, the bakers. These are commercial bakers. And in the days of the Mishnah, so the local authorities put like strong price controls on the bakers so that people could afford bread. Truth is, effectively we have that. The whole world does that, even today in Eretz Yisrael. It's common. Just the way they do it is instead of, they just subsidize. They subsidize the bread. But then it's not so bad for the bakers to do it. But in these days, they just said they just put caps on how much the bakers could charge for the bread, which left them with very, very, very thin profit margins. So if Nachtum's on the top, that had to start taking off his Trumas Meiser. It's being put a Meiser Sheni onto a coin. If he's going to have to also take a Meiser Sheni off onto a coin, so then that will be too much of an economic burden on him. So therefore, we're only letting him off the issue of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni was the stuff you put onto a coin to take to Jerusalem. He will have to take Trumas Meiser anyways, because that's Misvit Eshemayim. He'll take Chala anyways, because that's the Doraisa Chiyav, because when you make bread, you have to take challah. That wasn't kicked in until now, right? The reason, and truma, we don't make him take anyways, because the mind never needs to take truma taken from it. And as far as Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Ani, the gift to the Levi or to the poor people, that, remember, we said even for Demai, we said Kriya Shem is sufficient, just simply declaring it, this is the Meiser, this is the, or Meiser Ani, that's enough, because remember we said Amotim Bechaver Lavaraya. He doesn't have to give it anyways. So the only chiddush the Mishnah is the Nachtam is off the hook from redeeming Meiser Sheni money onto a coin because of their profit margins. Lo chivu osam chacham, the chacham didn't make him lahafrish to take anything other than ele kadei trumas Meiser v'chala, except for trumas Meiser v'chala. Again, I told you, and he has to be koreshem. He has to declare the Meiser ani. So he's off the hook from Meiser Sheni to give him a little more of an economic edge. Now, Hachenvanim. A chenvani is a small-time, like a makolet, small-time, you know, purveyor of food stuff, like a convenience shop. Yeah, like a convenience store. The point is small quantities. The unfortunately go two different ways. Either it's small quantities, therefore, and they have higher margins, or the issue is that children shop there, and therefore you can't blind the kids. Usually, under normal circumstances, the burden to tithe is on the purchaser. Obviously, we're just putting an extra layer on top to protect the public, making the seller, if he wants to be a Naaman, also tithe. Here, the chenvani, for either or both these reasons, he hasn't got this leniency. And in Rishayin Limkor Esav Demai, he may not sell Demai. So when he purchases, say it's like, let's talk about bread for a second, and he says he's manufacturing, for argument's sake, homemade rolls. So when he buys flour that's Demai, he has to take off the Trumas Meiser as well as the Meiser Sheni before he makes it into bread and gives it the reason why, or any produce for that matter, because again, his profit margins are bigger, as you know, the convenience stores charge more than Costco, because children buy ready-made-to-eat stuff that they don't take it home to get tithe, so they can't give. It has to be ready-to-eat on the spot.
When you said the purchaser, you meant the initial purchaser, not the person
who stores the
produce.
No, the eater, the one who ends up eating the food, really the burden from the Torah is on him to make sure everybody eats tithe.
Then it is tithe.
Yeah, I mean, the general Torah approach is like, buyer beware, like, you know, you have to take care of yourself. The point is, we're making a chiyuv on the seller, because he wants to be in the in-club, to go beyond the letter of the law and protect the public. So that's that. Right? The kol ha-mashpi'in b'mida gasa, anyone who sells in like large quantities. So we'll define that later on. But the next mishnah. But the point is, if he's like a major, he's a wholesaler, industrial wholesaler of wheat, whatever it is. So then b'mida gasa in large quantity, Rishayin Limkor Esav Demai, he can sell it off as Demai and let the purchaser deal with it, either because of profit margins and or children don't go to the wholesale and buy 40 bushels a week. The Elohen Mashpim B'mi the Gasa, these are the categories of people who sell in large quantities, either Hasitonos, the wholesalers, which is what I described to you, like the industrial or commercial distributors, or people who are in the who happen to be selling a one-off parcel of a lot of like raw grain. I guess tefuah has got low profit margins. So you know, it's if I'm a regular person, and then normally I'm chayef. I'm like, I own a shop. I'm a chenveni, but it happens to be that I got found a great deal on like 40 bushels of wheat. So I'm selling that as like a one-off deal. Again, because it's special dispensation for selling a large quantity of wheat or grain, even for like another person who's not in the business of always wholesaling in large quantities. Okay.